This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Ed Simcox, healthcare practice leader for Logicalis Healthcare Solutions, a division of Logicalis U.S., an international IT solutions and managed services provider. Ed, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're more than welcome. So, Ed, almost all hospitals and health systems have rolled out electronic medical record systems, and many have taken advantage of the government's meaningful use program. Going into 2015, what is the next step for CIOs looking to leverage their investments in these systems and gain more adoption in their organizations?
So that's right. A lot of organizations have already rolled out electronic medical records. In fact, the majority have. And what we're hearing from CIOs going into 2015 is interest in making sure that clinicians can use these systems in an efficient, effective, and secure way. And there have been challenges around physician and nurse adoption of these electronic health record systems, primarily due to usability and the ability for clinicians to pull up data where they need to, when they need to, how they need to about patients, especially in the hospital inpatient setting.
So even though EMRs have been widely rolled out in the U.S., internal adoption and clinician satisfaction has been spotty due to a lack of modern end-user computing technologies?
Yeah, I would say that end-users have plenty of computing devices available to them. In fact, now they're really insisting that they be able to bring their own devices into the workplace, into the health systems, like iPads and other smart devices. So we're really not lacking end-user computing devices, but rather we're lacking some rational, systematic ways to integrate these devices with EMR systems and really surface patient data on these devices in a user-friendly, secure fashion. And what we've heard recently from CIOs is a need to re-examine the way that we do end-user computing, especially in the hospital inpatient setting and in clinic environments, to better access patient data and bring that data to clinicians when, where, and how they need it. And, again, to do that in a secure, HIPAA-compliant fashion.
What are the critical success factors for enabling this mobile access?
I think there are four components that can be combined to improve access to electronic health data in the clinical setting. And we call this approach at Logicalis, we call it any access. What that really means is access to any data, anywhere, anytime about any patient and any condition that patient may have. That's really the end goal. And there are four underlying concepts or sets of technology that go into that. And those are, the first one is called bring your own device, which allows physicians to bring their devices to work, bring their devices into these clinical settings and use devices they're familiar with. The second one is what we would call virtual desktop infrastructure. And that's a fancy word for allowing the computing environment to follow the clinician around the work environment. The third is what we call single sign-on, which is about reducing the amount of sign-ons and passwords, username and password combinations that clinicians have to memorize and carry with them on a daily basis. And then finally, something to wrap around those complex technologies is managed services, and we're seeing a real need for a managed services approach to implementing those technologies.
So digging into these four components, what does BYOD or bring your own device really mean, and why is this one important?
Bring your own device is about allowing physicians and other clinicians the ability to bring their own computing devices, and typically what we're talking about here is iPads and smartphones, into the clinical environment and using those as part of their workday. And as younger clinicians come into the workforce, they're pretty much expecting to be able to use their devices in this way. And in the past, hospital systems have not even tolerated the use of these devices for clinical use. And now CIOs are really being forced to reexamine those policies, and we've gone from prohibiting those to tolerating those to now having to support those devices in the clinical environment. And I think the most important thing here about bring your own device is security. We really need to make sure that these devices are encrypted, that we have a semblance of control over these devices so that we can wipe these devices if they get lost or stolen. And related to that, CIOs really need to think about providing policies associated with the use of these personal devices, as well as policies around supporting these devices and saying, hey, we don't know this particular device, we don't manage it, we don't own it, but we're going to use best efforts to support that device. So we need to have policies that reflect a best efforts approach to supporting those, and that's what BYOD is all about.
Today we are with Ed Simcox, healthcare practice leader for Logicalis Healthcare Solutions, a division of Logicalis U.S., an international IT solutions and managed services provider here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Ed, you mentioned virtual desktop infrastructure as the second component for enabling better access to EMRs or electronic medical records. How does VDI support any access?
Again, VDI is a concept. It has a lot of underpinning technologies associated with it, and I won't go into a deep dive on those. But really the business goal that we're trying to achieve here is a consistent, uniform computing experience for clinicians. So the idea is if a clinician logs into a device inside of a patient room and they pull up a patient record, and then they leave that patient room and go on about their day and log into another device, they begin where they left off on the other device. And that's really important. It adds a sense of consistency for the clinicians, and they don't have to click through a bunch of screens to get back to where they were before. And there's another benefit associated with virtual desktop infrastructure, and that is that all of the data is actually stored in a secure data center rather than being stored on the devices that are in the patient rooms and in the alcoves and on the nursing floors within the hospital. So what we're really doing here is we're presenting screens back to these devices, and it appears that all the data is stored locally on these devices, but actually it's stored in the data center, so that provides a great level of security that wouldn't be provided otherwise.
You also mentioned single sign-on. Why is SSO or single sign-on important?
Single sign-on speeds access to systems that are accessed multiple times a day, and it really memorizes passwords so that they're not forgotten, and makes sure that clinicians can access systems when they need to. And I read something somewhere recently that over 50% of service desk calls in some health systems are related to password resets. And single sign-on can really reduce the number of help desk calls associated with password resets, and it can also really reduce the underlying frustration experienced by users.
So you've talked about bring your own device, virtual desktops, and single sign-on. For organizations that have not implemented these things, this could look overwhelming or daunting, correct?
That's true. And while a lot of organizations have recognized the value in these things, they don't necessarily have the time or bandwidth in their IT department to stand up and manage these things. And that's where managed services, I think, are a great choice. The company I work for, Logicalis, routinely implements and manages these things, these different technologies and concepts. And it's in our DNA. And organizations choose firms like us to implement and manage these solutions because they really want to focus on their core competencies in the health system, taking care of patients. And they also are interested in making the best and highest use of their IT staff. So instead of having IT staff chasing small technical issues in the computing environment or doing password resets, getting those technicians closer to the care that patients are receiving is really important.
Most definitely. Any other thoughts or tips that IT leaders should be taking into account regarding any access?
I would say there are probably three things. Real quick, one size doesn't fit all. So what works for one organization may not work for another, or it may not be necessary for another organization. I'd say number two would be don't try and run the implementations of these various technologies and concepts as independent projects. Think of this stuff in a very comprehensive way. And number three, start with a needs and capabilities assessment in your organization before pulling the trigger on these things, and have a very comprehensive strategic plan before you even start to implement any of these technologies. And I think with those things in mind, these technologies can really benefit hospitals and other clinical settings, and can really help drive the value and the promise of the electronic health record systems.
Well, Ed, thanks so much greatly for this overview. How can people contact you if they have any questions?
Well, my email address is ed.simcox, that's S-I-M-C-O-X, at us.logicalis.com.
Once again, Ed, we certainly do appreciate your time for joining us with this very helpful information, and look forward to another visit in the future.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Ed Simcox, healthcare practice leader for Logicalis Healthcare Solutions, a division of Logicalis U.S., an international IT solutions and managed services provider. And the websites of reference is us.logicalis.com/healthcare-IT, as well as us.logicalis.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.